type of thing. I mean, I'm not talking candle wax on the nipples or witchcraft or anything like that.
You know, one of the reasons I divorced Perry was because of his last name. You don't like Cox?
Actually, I love Cox.
Greatest conversation ever. Excuse me, ladies. I'm needed elsewhere.
You turned me down 14 times for drinks. Well, who's the creepy loser now, huh?
Come find me.
Welcome to Date Fails with Kate Quigley.
Tell me when we're recording. Okay. Well, guys, right. We're on.
Well, hey. Hello, Cleveland Comedy Festival.
Cleveland Comedy Festival. Let's we are here. Oh, yes. Thank you. Listen, wow, to that.
We got a packed house.
Packed out. We have one real fan. Are you guys fans or you work here? Oh, you're up next. Sorry.
Nice. Awesome.
This is like an open mic.
We'll take it, yeah.
It's like a podcast open mic.
What are you guys, bankers? What's that? It's an old-timey costume.
Accountants. Do you guys wear costumes for your podcast? Oh, that's cool. They have on visors. I wish the listeners could see this.
You guys, if the listeners could see this right now, they would be thoroughly turned on.
All right, listen, before we talk anymore, I have to say that today's episode of Date Fails has a sponsor, Full Lane. This episode is brought to you by Full Lane. Guys, I'm really, really grateful.
Wait, tell us, what's it called again?
Full Lane.
Full Lane?
Full Lane. It's skincare, and I'm really grateful they're supporting Date Fails. For only $22, you can try the Clean Essentials Kit. That's the clean. Why is this cutting out?
Clean Essentials Kit.
Listen, I'll place the ad after.
Kate's really excited about this skincare line.
Well, I have to have the ad in the first.
She can stop using cum as her skincare regimen.
And now my mic isn't working.
Yeah, her mic keeps going out. We got to. Here, give me that mic. Give me your mic.
Sir, I'm going to tell you something. This is why you never attend a live podcast.
Give me your mic.
Give me your mic, because if my mic cuts out, it's not as important as your mic. Hello?
Is that better?
Do you want to sit here?
No, not really.
You're more important. You should be in the middle anyways.
Pat, let's stop with the musical chairs. Let's everybody just sit.
Oh, really? So you could do the mic switches and I can't do chair switches?
I'm going to do a mic switch. It's a lot easier. Okay. It's less distracting. Okay. I'm also lazy and I don't want people moving around me.
Nicole Amy Schreiber is one of my guests today, by the way, for the listeners and the people. There are people here. Nicole Amy Schreiber, who's a fantastic comic. You've been on before.
Last
time you were on Date Fails, you just fucked a guy at Costco.
Oh my God,
Costco, that's been a while.
She fucked
a guy at Costco, you guys. How great is that?
Yeah, I did.
At Costco?
I met him at Costco. He was a stock boy.
I made that part up. Because it's a better story.
But then we went to his sofa. He lives on a sofa. And then I banged him on a sofa.
Wow.
Yeah, she picks up stock boys at Costco. I just love her so much. That's what I need to do.
Just bulk dick.
Yep, real bulky dick.
Yeah.
Bulk dick. Yeah. I like
definitely that. Came in bulk too.
Did he fuck you with that back strap thing on that they wear, that back support?
you mean the hernia belt?
Yeah.
The lumbar belt?
He kept his hernia belt on the whole time.
Oh, that's hot. So hot.
I love that. I wear one too. Yeah. All the time.
All the time. Yeah. Uh-huh.
And I have another guest. Pat, you were like a surprise guest because I asked Nicole like 4 or 5 days ago. And then I got to Cleveland and my buddy Pat Quinn is here, who is a comic who we all live in LA, and magically we all happen to be in Cleveland this weekend.
Yeah. It was meant to be.
Why are you here?
I'm here. I was in New York doing some shows, and I wanted to go surprise my family, so I went to Ohio. You guys see my story on Instagram?
Yeah.
Surprised my mom so good.
Oh, that was great.
She had no idea who I was.
No, he surprised his mom at a restaurant, and it's hilarious because he walks up to the table, and his mom looks at him twice and doesn't even realize who he is. She literally did think you were the waiter.
I know. I was like, can I get you guys some drinks? And she like looked three times, actually. And then she almost cried.
She looked at you twice.
She's like, I never knew my son had such a generic face. He looks like all white men.
That's why she cried.
That's true.
It was sadness.
It was more of a realization. Yeah.
You know what's funny is once I surprised my mom for her birthday, and I also made a video, and it was my most popular video of all time. And I realized that surprising parents is like the biggest winner on social media.
Oh, no. The biggest winner on social media? Soldiers coming home from war.
You're right. That's better.
I will cry like a bitch.
And anything babies do that's like out of the ordinary too. Like I feel like baby magic is babies, butts, not together. Babies,
comma butts.
Yeah, and then soldiers and
soldiers
surprising
are
parents.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I tried to start an Instagram account called Butts and Babies, and I was gonna just post photos of butts Like grown-up butts. Uh-huh.
Is this real?
And babies. Yeah, I really tried because I thought it would be funny to see if butts got more likes or babies because I feel like it's neck and neck.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
Instagram, yeah. Not only would they not let me open that account, I'm now banned from starting any new accounts on Instagram because that was my third flag.
That's not
oh,
true.
Oh, really? You can't start that many accounts?
I can't even get back into my Date Fails account because like literally what? My only account I can use now is my verified account. All the rest, Instagram has me so banned. Even if I try from a different phone number, iPad, laptop. I've tried on like 8 devices.
Wow, Instagram hates you.
Instagram yeah, hates you. Know why?
Person. Why?
Because when they canceled my "Don't Send This Shit" account, where I used to post like
I loved that account.
Thank
Wait,
you.
Why
that was
were
a great
why
account.
Did that get canceled?
Because apparently, if a guy sends you something abusive, like a dick pic, uh-huh. and then you take that and you post it and you tell your followers, like, "Hey, guys, send this guy your dick to get back at him," uh-huh. that's considered like encouraging harassment, which is illegal.
Oh.
That seems so backwards.
I know.
If so a dude's sending his dick, he should get what's coming to him. You know what I mean?
Literally. Yeah. Good pun.
Get it? Pat.
Speaking of harassment, I have to tell you guys. Okay, two things. First of all, I really have been wanting to have some people around to talk about something that happened to me and see what you would do. Okay. I'm really curious. Because, Nicole, you're from Michigan.
Yes.
And, Pat, you're from here. All right. Did you... Some of my followers will know, but did you know the story of the mystery soup?
The mystery soup?
Yeah. Is that like a personal story?
Yeah.
Okay, no.
All right. So I was sick, really sick the other day. I had the flu. I missed you. Nicole was out of town or I would have asked her
for
soup.
Oh, is this when you got that Thai soup?
Well, I got soup. Okay, so here's what happened. I was sick with the flu. I posted online, "Hey, guys, I have the flu, so Date Fails is going to be late. I apologize." I posted that I had the flu so that people would know why there was no Date Fails. 30 minutes later, maybe 45, there's a knock on my door.
You got soup at your house?
I open the door, and there's soup. Okay, but wait, it gets
Wait,
weirder.
Was there soup just sit
a
on the step?
A soup delivery from a random?
Soup on the step?
It wasn't just soup like someone made it at home. It was Chinese food. It was definitely takeout, okay? But here's the clues.
Was there no delivery guy there?
Was he just left there? Hey,
exactly. you live in a secure building.
Not
so
really.
I know, but like somebody would have to, I know where you live.
You'd have
it was
to
me.
Know.
I sent the soup. I left the soup. I got Kate's soup. Guys, I'm the Chinese. I work for a Chinese food restaurant. I'm the delivery girl.
That's the thing is that my building is not super secure. I mean, if you jiggle the handle to the gate, you can pretty much get in.
Yeah.
But, I mean...
You shouldn't even be saying this stuff. If you're already getting soup delivered there...
Well, here's the thing. Not many people know my apartment number. Only people that have mailed me something. Like, you might have been to my house before, but you don't remember my apartment number.
No.
So, here's what happened. I opened the door, because I need you to know the clues, because I want to know if you would eat the soup. So...
Okay.
You're really sick.
The answer is yes, I would eat the soup.
You would eat the soup? Yeah,
absolutely.
I'm starting up.
I'm Jewish, it's free, it's soup, I'm in.
See? That's what okay, I'm super sick, Pat. Like, it's nighttime, don't want to go outside. I'm starving. There's no food in my house. I know I'm leaving.
How much weight did you lose? So much weight?
What?
Did you lose weight? Every time somebody's like, they have the flu, I'm like, you're going to get
thin. You kind of want to get it a little bit?
No, because when I'm sick, I eat comfort food, so I usually gain weight.
Oh, God.
Yeah, okay. I don't starve or do drugs when I'm sick. Anyway, point is, I opened the door. The food, it's in obvious takeout containers. Like, it definitely came from a takeout place, but there's no delivery guy. There's no receipt. There's no menu.
Did they ding-dong ditch? Like, how
yes.
did... They rang the doorbell and then beat feet?
Hit the buzzer, and I'm telling you, I was on my couch. You've been to my apartment. My couch is 3
couch
feet
to door,
the
door, yeah. A second.
Less than
One
30
second.
Seconds. About 10 seconds max. I opened the door. I looked out the peephole first just in case it was a thug, you know, because I didn't expect anyone.
Mm-hmm. A thug. Uh-huh.
Yeah, it was a thug yeah. for sure, yeah.
By the way, guys, we live in the worst neighborhood.
We
live in a absolute, like, our roads are paved in heroin needles.
Mm. She's not even kidding. You can literally walk to my neighbor's place and buy smack.
Yeah. You can get Hep C walking your dog. It's
and there's
disgusting.
A preschool across the street, which makes it even better.
Yeah.
Even better. Little children are watching the drug deals go down.
Yeah. Commerce. They're just learning it early.
You know it's a bad neighborhood when the preschool has barbed wire around the playground, which it does. So anyway, I open the door and there's food in front of the door and I step out and I'm a little nervous. I look around the corner and there's no one there. Whoever it was took off, but there's no menu, there's no receipt. And I've had once in the past, I called the police because there was like a fan that was hanging out around my building, but that was 2 years ago.
Yeah.
Since then, nothing. But so...
Was there a note?
Nothing.
I mean, I'm just really like offended that they didn't even leave a menu, you know? It's like, what if you like it? You want it again.
Call back again. Yeah, you want to know where it's from.
What the fuck are you supposed to do? Like, it's hard to find good Chinese in LA. I'm telling you. We live in Thai town. Yeah. Like, there's really good Thai food, but like the Chinese, not so much.
Yeah, I'm with you. And then, you know, there was fortune cookies, and the fortune cookies had like said where they were from, but they were from a place in New York. So like they weren't. So the point is, I ate the soup. I waited.
You did eat the soup.
I ate it, but I waited like 45 minutes.
Wait. What kind of soup?
It was...
By the way, you ate cold Chinese food, or did you heat it up?
It was hot. It was just made.
I know, but you said you waited 45 minutes. It didn't stay hot that whole time.
It was about
a half
hour. Did
you eat room temperature Chinese soup?
It was more like 30 minutes.
Oh, what kind of communist are you? That's disgusting.
I mean, I was really hungry. Wait, this is working. Are you saying the batteries are low? Oh. Hello? Oh, sorry. We're switching. Guys, we're adding new batteries to the...
We're having a little bit of technical difficulties. This is good shit, though. It's a live, real podcast.
Yeah. Pat's yelling. But, okay, so here's the thing.
Wait, what kind of soup was it? You need to tell me what kind of soup it was.
It was basically just chicken noodle, vegetable, like, but it was egg drop. It
had By the way, whatever creep left you this soup, he's listening to this podcast.
I know.
Beating it out at home. He's like, she ate my soup.
I know.
Yeah.
Well, that's the thing, is that... Like, so I text like the 8 people who actually know where I live. That's it. By the way, the best part of the story is...
So, wait, it was egg drop soup?
Yeah, it was vegetable,
was it
chicken...
Egg drop soup. He's at home making cum soup right now.
Hey. Cum drop soup. Good one. That was good.
It was good, but the thing is, I started eating it...
Did he only send soup? That was it?
Yeah.
And fortune cookies.
I started eating it thinking that someone I knew sent it and I would figure it out before I was done eating it. Like, I thought about it for a little bit, half an hour. I was like, you know what?
How slow were you eating it? On your last bite, you hadn't figured it out. You're like, should I even finish it? I don't know who this is from.
The last bite could be the poison.
Yeah.
I would be nervous to eat. I would probably eat it personally. I'm just a guy, though. If anybody bought me anything, especially a woman, I'm like, I'm going to eat it. I don't care.
My thought process was, if someone wants to kill me, they're not going to do it like this.
Kate, if somebody wants to kill you, they're going to want to see you die.
Exactly.
They're not going to get you the soup and let you die alone.
That's what I thought.
It's part of the thrill of killing someone is watching life leave their body.
That's what I thought.
I say this as a avid fan of serial killers. By the way, Cleveland has a lot of serial killers.
Oh, yeah. Jeffrey Dahmer's from Ohio.
Have you seen him? Stone Cold Fox. Dahmer is so hot.
They're all hot. Ted Bundy was hot.
So hot.
All the killers
murder me.
Yeah, no, you're right. Well, the serial killers are known to be hot. Because they seduce you.
Women
but he is really a fox.
I think you mean was.
Is he dead? Dahmer's dead, right?
Dahmer's
I don't know.
Dead.
I mean, I followed his career, not his life. Like, I don't care if he
died. Have you seen Ted Bundy? He was hot as fuck.
Ted Bundy was hot too.
Yeah.
Is he Ohio? Bundy?
I don't know. I don't think so. But so you would eat the soup and you would not eat the soup.
I would eat the soup.
I mean, we're all eating the soup.
Me? I'm going to eat the soup.
We're all poor comics.
We're eating the fucking soup. Thank you. I called Dice, so here's where it gets better.
Okay.
So I start eating the soup. Like halfway through the soup, I text Andrew Dice Clay, and I said, isn't this weird? Somebody left a soup in my house. I think someone was here, like a fan.
By the way, it wouldn't have been him. Any Jew, if they do a favor for you, they make sure you know that they've done the favor. He would never send an anonymous gift. He's like, I'm not going to let somebody else take credit for this. This is my fucking soup. This is my favor. I'm taking care of Kate. She better know it. She owes me.
I knew it wasn't him. I just texted him because I thought if anyone will understand how freaked out I am, it'll be him because he hates
that. What was his advice?
You know what he said? What? I wish to God,
but
I swear.
But say it in his voice. Say it in his voice.
I wish I had one conversation ever recorded because he goes, this is what happened. I said, how weird is it? Someone sent me soup. I text him that. My phone rings. I pick up the phone. He goes, did you eat the soup? And I go, I'm eating it. He goes, what the fuck are we going to do with you? You really are a farmer. He said, you really are a farmer. Mm-hmm. And I was like, what does that mean? And he goes, you're from Ohio. Only an Ohio person would eat the soup. No one eats mystery soup. You're going to die.
I mean, I would eat the mystery soup. I mean, I would.
I would eat it. We're all Midwesterners, you know. We would eat the soup. We feel like it's a nice gesture.
Was it super warm when you got it? Like super hot, hot. Like delivery soup. Like burn the roof of your mouth hot.
It definitely came from the place. Everything was taped shut. Even the iced tea. Oh, they sent me an iced tea.
A boba? Was it a boba tea? No. Or it was American iced tea?
It was a green iced tea.
Ice green tea.
Here's how I know.
Was sugar added to it? It was unsweetened?
That's what I was going to say. It's definitely not someone who knows me because the tea was sweetened and the soup had noodles and I'm gluten free.
Weren't they rice noodles? What kind of soup was
it? I don't know. I wish I knew because I couldn't eat the rice noodles. I know. I was
They were definitely rice noodles. I mean, most Asian soups have... I mean, no, that's not true. Wontons was like...
They didn't seem like rice noodles.
What, do you work at a restaurant?
No, I'm a Jew. I've eaten Chinese food my whole goddamn life. I'm a soup connoisseur. I love soup. Soup is its own food group.
So am I. I love soup too. But
soup's the greatest thing ever.
That's why
lentil soup, split pea soup.
That's why I wanted to know.
Based or otherwise, I'm in.
She's right.
Soup is the best. Soup is a goddamn meal. Soup and cereal. I remember in college, I would always have cereal for dinner. Hello, my mic is cutting out now. I would always have cereal for dinner, and I would call it a bola. Like a bowl of cereal.
A bowl of cereal.
So every night when I would have dinner, my roommate would be like, "What are you eating?" And I'm like, "A bola."
I had I had chicken noodle soup for the first time ever yesterday.
What?
My first time ever eating chicken noodle soup was yesterday.
You never had chicken noodle soup
my first
till
time.
Yesterday?
I'm deeply...
Nicole needs new batteries, guys.
I don't eat a lot of soup.
I'm also going to need a new brain because my fucking head just exploded.
Yeah, how
Please,
you,
get her a new
yesterday
brain.
Yesterday was your first time on this earth.
I ate it.
Having
Panera bread chicken noodle soup.
I don't understand.
You've never been to
good.
A Jewish deli and you, had chicken noodle soup?
Are you a Kardashian?
I'm from Akron, Ohio.
Oh, you're such a goy. You're such a goy. Like, yeah, Jews were just a myth when you were growing
What's
up.
What's a goy?
Wait
a
second.
Is a
gay boy?
Non-Jew. A non-Jew is a goy.
Oh, a goy.
It is?
Yes, I am a goy.
A goy.
A goy?
You're a shiksa. He's a shagetz. You guys are both goyim.
All right, you know, I'm actually offended you just
I'm
called us
chosen.
Out live on this podcast.
Is there a dictionary online for Jew slang, like the Urban
yeah, it's
Dictionary?
Called, just Google Yiddish dictionary. You're welcome.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I've been wondering my entire life.
All right, well.
Where to go for this.
So, basically, we're done with the soup story, except for one thing, which is that Dice told me. So, at first, he said, you shouldn't have posted that someone, because then I posted a survey on Twitter. I said, would you eat the mystery soup? Yes, no, was nice knowing you. Those are the three choices. And almost all the votes were yes or nice knowing you. Only like 20% said no. So I think, you know, but then Dice said, well, now whoever brought it knows where you live. But I think whoever delivered it, I don't think it was a delivery driver. I think whoever dropped it off was a regular person because a delivery driver would wait for a tip.
Oh, it was definitely a fan. It was 100% a
Again,
fan.
Again, not a Jew.
Is that
Jew
what you
would
mean?
Definitely have waited for a tip.
It was definitely a fan. They dropped it off. They were scared to talk to you, and they ran off as fast as they could. They just wanted you to be healthy. In a way, I admire that guy. You know what I mean? Like, I think he's a really sweetheart of a dude, but if you were to call me, I'd say the same thing to you. I'd be like, don't fucking eat the soup.
Well,
I would never make you eat the soup or let you. Or I guess I don't have any
Just
control
so you know,
you.
Kate, had you called me, I would have walked. Kate and I live right down the street from each other. I would have walked down eaten the
and
soup,
had some
with
soup with
you.
Nicole,
the soup.
I'm like, are we talking free din-din? I'm there.
You were the first person I thought of calling to come and make sure I didn't die.
How did you not call me?
You were in Detroit.
Oh, yeah.
Bitch, you left me alone.
I left you to eat soup alone.
She ate the soup all by herself. Nobody knew.
Well, anyway.
You need a soup spotter next time.
I would like to say to whoever sent the soup, I would like to know who you are so I can send you a thank you in the mail. So please let me know who you are, soup person.
I think the person probably wants to remain in. By the way, how was the soup?
It was great.
It was good?
Put me to sleep.
Uh-oh.
MSG. Oh, shit.
Definitely had MSG in it.
A deep sleep. I woke up 4 days later.
And some roofies.
Fucking great.
And I'm pregnant. My boobs are really swollen today. I could be pregnant.
I was wearing different clothes. It was great.
It's crazy. Kate wakes up in the morning and her vibrator snapped in half. She's like, what was in that soup?
That's a normal night, Nicole.
Her clit's just like falling off. It's on the floor. She's like, well, there's something in that soup.
Creepy shit has been happening lately for me, and I want to know if this shit happened. Okay, here, by the way, in fucking Cleveland, where we are, I got from one fan guy 500 video messages on Facebook.
I'm gonna need you to be very accurate about that number. Is it really 500?
Well, it's more than 500, I think. He's been sending them for months. But when he sent
over a period of time. I thought you meant he just sent you 500 since you've been here.
I just found them today because I don't read I don't look at my other folder very often.
Wow. Yeah. You really are hot.
No, this guy's crazy, Nicole. I don't think he's a lot of the messages, he's mad. He goes back and forth from happy to mad at me. He's crazy, and he has a ticket to posted a photo of him with a ticket to my show in one of the messages. Then he called me a cocksucker. but not in like a Joey Diaz way. Like he was like, I guess you're not going to answer me. I go back to sucking cock, bitch. And then he sent me a nice message, then a mean message. So I think if he comes to show tonight, I'm really looking forward to dating him.
Yeah. seems like your type.
Yeah. But so I posted him on Facebook and I said, if anyone knows this person, please tell me who he is because he blocked me.
Do you have any people in common? Did you have any people in common?
He blocked me before I could investigate. I don't even know his name.
You never screenshotted this shit?
I never saw, well, I have the videos. Ugh. But I never saw them till today.
The one that got away.
Was he in the videos?
Yeah.
Can I see it?
I'm going to show you. I'll show you his face. Dude, the videos are... Oh, so this one video, he's going off about how he's not gay. Like, I called him gay. Like,
you called him gay?
No, he thinks I called him gay. That's what I'm saying. He's having conversations with me in his head. He says I called him gay. I never even opened his messages ever.
You're like, if anything, I would have called you a far more derogatory term. No, I'm kidding. She's not like that.
Gay's a compliment. Yeah. Like, no, this guy's crazy. I'll show you. But I posted his photo on Facebook, and I said, if anyone knows him, let me know. But the reason I'm bringing this up is because this happened to me twice. And the first time I called the police. And you know what the police told me? If someone doesn't attack you, there's nothing they can do.
You can send somebody a cease and desist. I had
ridiculous.
To do this.
It's
you
a
have
cyber
to you
crime.
Send somebody a cease and desist. You have to send somebody a cease and desist. You have to, in Los Angeles, the report, and I'm not even joking, there's a report for it. It's called the Annoying Person Report.
That's
the official name. I'm like, so you're saying I could have gotten a restraining order against my mom? Like, that is the most lame name for a report. Anyway, so I had to get one from a guy. I blocked him everything. I unblocked him a few weeks ago because I was like, did he move on?
The Annoying Person Report.
Like, does he miss me?
Where it's actually called the Annoying
Person Report.
It says
Annoying Person, a person of annoyance report. An annoyance report.
What does that do to them?
So basically, it's ultimately becomes a cease and desist. So you have to fill out this report. You have to show them enough evidence that you told this person to leave you alone. You have to show like proof that you were like, leave me alone, stop, go away. And they ignored it and they kept going. And then the police will serve them.
I can't believe I don't have any of these against me from guys.
Yeah, I mean, you might.
Wouldn't you know?
I don't know. I mean, he eventually went away, so I guess maybe he does. Maybe you should know. Maybe
Pat,
you guys have it so much worse than guys do. Because if a girl ever sends me like a
did
picture
you just
her,
realize it that women have
no,
it worse
saying
than
that,
guys
like,
do
it's,
just
it's,
now?
You guys
like,
get dicks
soup,
all day.
You had soup for the first time ever yesterday, and today you were like, maybe it is worse for women on this earth today.
I had my first orgasm
you're
this morning.
A lot
I was like, this is
growing.
Fucking everything's turning over for me.
Fuck.
How the fuck did you never have chicken soup? Can we just go
and
back?
I wouldn't have done it either, but yesterday I got chili. I got turkey chili, and then like as I was getting the chili, I got like a little message on my phone that said all the salmonella outbreak had happened and all the turkey had been recalled in like 40 states. So I said, put the chili back.
It was turkey chili. That's an important part of the
chili.
Story. Okay.
I'm trying to eat healthy, you know.
Turkey
it's not that red meat. And I go, give me some of this chicken noodle soup. And I
let's
had
see
it for
what
the
this
first
whole
time.
This hubbub is about.
How the fuck did
the
your
most
parents,
popular soup in the world?
Your parents never fed you this. What the hell were your parents feeding you when you were a child?
Just like steak. Beans.
Did you ever eat ramen soup? Have you
I
ever had
steak
ramen noodle?
In a bottle. I've had ramen, yeah.
I mean,
but I've only had ramen
like
three times.
That's like chicken soup adjacent.
I've only had ramen like three times, maybe.
Ramen is kind of like chicken soup, but I don't even think it's chicken seasoning, but I don't think there's any chicken.
Yeah, I don't know. This whole thing is just shocking to me.
If there's chicken in it, then we're all fucked.
And then today you just realize women have it worse than men.
Well, no, I'm saying that you guys, if a woman was sending, like you guys just get dicks on dicks and like, that would be a really great thing for a guy. If a girl sends me anything, I have a special folder on my phone called housing, and I put all the nude photos in the housing folder.
I have a folder for all the dick pics called gross.
See? That's the difference.
It's hilarious.
But some of them are pictures that dudes just sent to me, like an unsolicited dick pic, and others are pictures that dudes sent to me who I'm like hooking up with, and I call those my trophies.
Oh.
Oh, my trophies now? Oh, my new thing is, so... The musician that I dated, we call him Rod Stewart on the podcast, he gave me some really great shirts. And after him, I decided I was going to start taking a shirt from any guy that I managed to get to his house.
Now wait, tell me, he
what,
gave
like
you some shirts
without him knowing?
Did he give you merch shirts or he gave you like cool shirts? Wouldn't that be funny if he was just dumping his tour merch
just
on you?
Himself?
He's like, one time I did Lollapalooza, you can have the Lollapalooza t-shirt. He just circles his name on it and autographs next to it.
I got this tour coming up. We're on your podcast, the live podcast.
You know what? You're laughing about that because he did give me amazing shirts. However, the books, he gave me three books, and two of the books he wrote, And I told my friend, and she said, he gave you his own merch. What a fucking dick. He's like,
right. Here, fuck me and then read my bio. That'd be great.
He's like, no, fuck me and read my bio while you're fucking me.
That's can you read it out loud while you're riding me?
He's born in a small town in Indiana.
Just a small town boy.
He's like, sorry, I came. It's over.
You gotta read slower.
Oh God!
Oh, it's the best part.
Yeah. So your trophies
just skip. Just skip to chapter seven.
Go to the end.
Skip to chapter seven. That's where I start getting worldwide recognition.
Yeah. I got a new guitar. Oh God!
You guys don't understand. That's really what it was like.
That's
though.
Unreal.
Oh, I know who the dude was.
Yeah,
so
you know
I
exactly.
Know.
I
know.
Me too.
Yeah,
I know.
You fucked straight ego.
Yeah, straight up. All right, anyway, moving on.
Wait, I want to know one
but
quick
the funny thing.
Thing
is, this dude, wildly fucking talented.
Shut up. We hate him now.
I mean, listen. But yeah, he's a piece of shit. But like,
he's a wizard.
He's a fucking little bit of a wizard.
No, he's an actual wizard.
Yeah. A real
one? He does magic in a magic room.
Wait, this is the same guy?
50 Shades of Grey?
I'm
going
putting some
on?
Stuff together with
him. He has a secret magic room behind a bookcase, Nicole.
This is incredible.
I want to... Fuck him.
I know.
So hot.
I kind of do too. I've never
like,
even
is he
been
weird and
a
broken?
Wizard.
Perfect.
He's, all right, let's not talk about Rod anymore. Because he got mad at me about this. I made peace with him. We aren't allowed to talk about him anymore on the podcast. Anyway, let's move on. Let's move on to you two.
Wizard book writer.
Your love lives.
Wait, my love life? So yeah. Since I got to Cleveland, got on Bumble, found a guy. He had one picture up, and you couldn't really see his whole face at all. Married. The dude's married.
Why the fuck is he on Bumble?
Ready?
You know
here's
what?
His profile.
Fuck this
here's
guy.
His profile.
No, this is good.
I've had it with these guys.
His profile says, married but looking. My situation is complex, but I promise no drama. I would prefer someone in the same situation or someone who understands. I am Cleveland's biggest fan. Love the outdoors, running, hiking, photography, and adventure. Care to have one with me?
Ugh.
Question mark.
That's just too many words for me.
Yeah,
that's
I'm like, wow, you have opinions. It's gross. Anyway, so I wrote to him, I go, mainly intrigued about your situation. And he wrote back, hi there, what has you intrigued? I said, I live in LA. People don't have open marriages. They usually just cheat or get divorced. And he said, ah, so you're just interested in the story and not pursuing anything, or maybe not. And I wrote back, I said, at this point, the story, I have no idea who you are, what you look like, what foods you hate, dogs or cats, skiing or snowboarding, etc.
You write a lot.
Yeah, and then he wrote back, right, and at this point in the story, I don't know if you want to hear the salacious details and then walk away because the story is all you wanted. All I'm asking is if you are open to the possibility and not just wanting to hear an interesting tale. I don't mind sharing, provided there's a purpose, a.k.a. y'all gonna suck my dick.
Wait, I'm confused, though. It sounded to me like he was not in an open marriage, but that maybe, like...
He's going through something.
He's getting divorced, or he's like, I know people that say they're still married for their kids, but that they date other people, but that they don't sleep together anymore. I wouldn't date those guys, but like,
I just think it's funny that he referred to it as salacious details. Like his life is that interesting.
Yeah, you're like, you're married. And
he's like, I'm not here for the big story. I'm like, bro, I'm sure your story isn't that fucking interesting. You're like, dude in the Midwest who wants to fuck other people.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's a tale as old as time.
Pat, have you ever dated a married chick?
No, I've never dated a married chick before.
Have you been married?
Have I been married?
Yeah.
I seem like a guy who would get married, don't
yeah,
I?
Yeah, you seem like a guy who got
I'm
married.
Like I'm
you
already
seem
married.
Like a guy who got married right out
I have
of college.
On dad shoes.
Because
I
you dated
so
a girl
married.
In a sorority and then you broke up.
No, I didn't. I've never been married. I've had like three serious relationships and that's pretty much it.
When was the
and
last one?
They were
one?
All crazy.
I don't know anything about you except we're both from the same place. You're really cute and your mom wants us to
oh
get
God.
Married. That's all
my
I know about.
My mom loves you.
She Pat goes, is she, coming.
She goes, where? She's like...
No, it's true though. Like he's so cute, and his, and like what's great is your mom saw my act, and she still wanted you to date
she
me,
did.
Which means she's not sane.
She did. She fucking loved. I was like, do you saw? Because she's like such like a sweet Midwestern Ohio
Aww.
Lady, and she's like that Kate Quigley. She's something, Patrick. She's very, very cute.
Hi, Mom.
Yeah, call her Mom. Let her know.
I love your mom.
Let's do it live on the podcast. You know what I mean?
I mean,
I'll propose right now.
Oh my
I'm
going
to tell you right now, if you liked that soup, then you're going to love this ring because that was from me. I can't look it done.
If you would have eaten that fortune cookie
you
and not been
swallow,
a gluten-free bitch, there was a ring in it.
I was going to say, you didn't swallow that ring? Oh, my God.
I almost ate the fortune cookie because I was so hungry. I was like, will it really kill me to have a little gluten? I already have the flu, but I didn't.
Your level of dedication really to your diet.
I'm on No Dick November, so like I have no great story. It's been very challenging. I'm not going to lie. It's a lot harder than I expected.
I've had to dodge so many dicks.
Oh, my God. The amount of dicks flying
at me.
Coming
at me like a tsunami.
You don't understand. The minute I announced No Dick November, every dick I ever imagined in my life like suddenly came out of the woodwork. Yep. Old dick, new dick.
They can feel it.
Hey, guys. Hello.
Hi, parents.
Hey, guys.
Just talking about dick up here. Everything is fine.
It's good. She's seen a dick. Here's good. We're
all
right.
Good,
right?
Just so you know.
Yes, I've seen it.
Just for the listeners at home, so you know, it's an older woman. I don't know how old, but I know she's old enough to be a mom. Calling someone old isn't an insult.
Well, you can't just say old.
She's older than me.
Okay, that's
fine. And funny. I am very
Nicole
young.
Nicole is 19.
I am 19. I'm a spring chicken. and she's here. I'm assuming you guys are married?
Look at your body language, Nicole.
I was going to say,
what
look how she...
Fuck?
Yeah. You're laying
married?
Like a teenager right now.
Where is it? Okay. I wish you guys could see how Nicole's sitting, because she's sitting like like a dude whose dick is sweaty. So he has like his legs spread out.
I like this
so
here.
I just wish I could take a photo of you.
Pat, I love you so much. I miss you.
This is it.
You know the hardest part of this podcast, by the way? I have to put an ad in the podcast, and there can't be any swearing for a minute before or after the ad. So can we, for the next minute, not swear so that...
Oh, fuck yeah. Let's
I swear no swearing.
I swear I will not swear.
How about this?
And I swear.
Okay.
To the moon and the stars in the sky.
I'm quite sure we just lost
I'll
our listening. That was actually
I'll
not
be
bad.
There.
I swear. All right. This just turned terrible.
A star is born again. That was fucking beautiful.
God. Are you my Bradley Cooper? Are you my Bradley Cooper?
I just swore. Yeah, you're Gogs. I'm Brad.
You look just like Bradley Cooper. I just got so much more attracted to you.
Wait, do I really look like him? That's the biggest compliment I've ever got in my life.
You do.
Except for when I got Ryan Gosling that one time when that girl was hammered. What, he's not good?
I don't think he's cute. He's too cool.
What? Are you on drugs?
Sorry. I think he looks like a chick.
Yeah, that's extremely hot.
He's too sensitive. He's like seems like someone that would write you poems.
I mean, yes, I'll agree with you on
that. Oh, I'm so sorry
that
sensitive guys have to get the bads. What? Okay, I just told you guys I cried on the way over here, all right?
I mean,
I'm going through
some
stuff.
That's not being sensitive. You're just a bitch.
Ryan Gosling seems like
a
guy.
Oh, yeah, sorry.
Ryan Gosling seems like a guy that would show up at your house with flowers on the first date and write you a song on date two.
And send you soup.
And be a wizard.
It was Gosling.
You got Goslinged.
You got Gosling.
Oh, my God. All right, a Gosling.
Can you do me a favor and both of you tell the story of the last time you had sex?
Okay, wait. Before we even answer when is the last time we had sex, guys, I paused to talk for one moment about Folane. First of all, I have to say I'm so grateful for the support to the podcast that I'm getting from the amazing companies that I work with. And Folane is no exception. They are supporting Date Fails, and they're giving actually like a really great deal. You know, it's not always a huge discount. This one is really good, and the product is great. I brought the products they sent me on the road. I'm actually using the face wash here in Cleveland, and I have to say, not to brag, that my face does look really, really good. I've been wearing less and less makeup actually since I started using the Folane products. I really was getting insecure about like my age and my face, and now I'm wearing less makeup all the time, which is awesome. You guys probably don't know what Folane is. It's a clean beauty retailer that believes that no one should have to compromise their health for beauty. So they are taking a stand to make sure there are absolutely zero toxins in their product, which is huge. You don't want to be putting toxins and chemicals on your face. I'm a firm believer that things are absorbed through your skin. So like the things you put in your body and the things you put on your body are such a big part of your health and wellness and how you look. And that's important for men and women. None of us want to look old. We all want to look like an Instagram filter in real life. Let's be real. So I've teamed up with Folane Skincare, and they are offering everyone in the Date Fails audience the Clean Essentials Kit today for only $22. That's over 50% off their usual price. That's to try the kit. So go to folane.com/datefails to try the kit and enter datefails at checkout for free shipping. The Clean Essentials Kit is 100% non-toxic, vegan, and cruelty-free. And the kit is really cute. It comes in a really cool little travel pouch. I love this kit because you can travel with it I mean, do you know how convenient it is? I know not everyone travels as much as me, but I can't tell you, I hate checking bags. It adds like an hour onto the airport. I love to be able to throw something in my bag that is a product that's actually good, you know, not something I'm picking up in like the 99-cent bin at Walgreens to put on my face, like something that's non-toxic, vegan, cruelty-free, and fits in my carry-on. That's literally like what I care about when it comes to my skin. So you guys have to check it out, okay? Your daily skincare routine is going to be a whole lot easier. The Clean Essentials kit that you're going to get with this Date Fails promotion comes with the OSEA Ocean Cleanser, which is sea minerals and algae. It detoxifies your skin. The Indi Lee COQ10 Toner. The Ursa Major Golden Hour Recovery Cream. I love the smell of that one. I'm not going to lie to you guys. It's so fresh and calming. I'm obsessed with it. And then you also get the Folane Refillable Hand and Body Soap, which is great as well. So you guys, make sure you check it out. The kit includes travel sizes of 4 everyday non-toxic skin essentials. So you throw this in your bag. It's really all you need. Once again, I want you guys to use the offer. So for $22, you can try the kit. Go to folane.com/datefails and try the Clean Essentials kit. Enter the code DATEFAILS at checkout. That's how you're going to get your free shipping. And also, if you go on to Folane's website, I don't have to include this, but I'm including it because I actually think it's cool. You can take a whole skin quiz to find out which products are best for you. And I found that, I don't know for everybody if this is true, but for me, like the last few years, maybe it's my age hitting my 30s, my skin has kind of changed. I need different products now. So anyway, check it out. Very awesome. Thank you, Folane, for supporting the podcast. That said, I really want to hear about Nicole and Pat's last time having sex. And as you know, guys, it's going to be a while for me still. I think I have 13 days to go. So in the meantime, I'm just going to have fun trying out new skincare products and reading books. All right, back to it. The last time we all had sex.
Nicole, go.
Fuck.
You can remember.
When was the last time I had sex?
Are we supposed
to still
not,
while.
No, not
it's
cussing
been a
still?
While.
It's going to be hard.
Hold on. Let me think.
Was Nicole,
it
go
at,
back.
Was it at Sam's Club? Kmart?
Yeah.
Walmart?
No, it was.
Which mart was it?
It was an open mic. It was an open mic comic. Hold on.
Oh, God. I don't even want to hear about it anymore.
Does sexting count? Or it has to be penetration?
Does sexting count as sex?
I sexed a lot. It's my thing. I
do you sex
like
just?
Sex.
Wait,
do
you?
Well, then shit. Does porn count? Because I'm having a lot of sex, dude.
I'm
this is
sex
good.
With another person.
No, Nicole. Wait, when you? I don't think sexting counts as sex. Unless, wait, I do.
That's like my favorite question. Does sexting count as sex?
Actually, though, I do think FaceTiming and doing it almost counts.
Yes, that's what I'm saying.
Oh, well, you're FaceTiming?
I think that almost counts because one time I had a whole relationship like that. I'm serious. I'd never even met the guy in person. I was so disappointed.
There's some guy who worked at a soup kitchen.
No, it was this guy, and he was an athlete. And the whole season, we kept doing it over FaceTime because he was like, in the off season, we're going to hang out. And then the off season came, and he just like disappeared.
He got what he wanted. He's like, I just want to FaceTime fucking peace out.
Yeah, that's why after that guy, I said, I will never give it up again until it's in person.
I will never...
It's like, I will,
are you a virgin?
I will fuck you on a first date, but I'll be damned if I give you my pussy over FaceTime.
Yeah.
I respect it myself. Virtually.
You will not see
I
a
have
photo
so
of
much
me
virtual
naked.
Respect for myself.
Wait a minute. Who are you sexting with, Nicole, that you haven't had actual sex with?
A comic in New York. Oh, no, I had sex with him, but we just...
Yeah, over FaceTime, we all...
Okay, but the last time was when you were in New York, and then since then you've been...
No, I had sex. He came to L.A., so I saw him in L.A.
All right, well, how long ago was... I'm just trying to figure out if you've gotten laid since Costco guy. That was like
great.
A year and a half.
I kind of caught some feelings.
You did?
Yeah, I kind of caught feelings.
For open mic
right
comic.
Now?
Yeah.
You still feel it?
Yeah, totally. Still into him.
Golly.
I like really genuinely like him.
Could you date an open micer?
He's really funny, so yeah.
Then he shouldn't be an open micer.
He's on his way. I say open micer, just...
I don't think I
can. I can't, he's fine. He's doing well. He's a comic in New York. He's not really an open micer. I'm just saying that because it sounds funnier. He's a relatively established comic who's struggling. He's able to make ends meet doing comedy, but he has to pick up an odd job every now and then. I don't know. What is that? I don't know what that is.
He's a comic.
It's a love
with
story.
A job.
That's a love a story.
He's like every comic, pretty much, more or less. Almost all the comics. Yeah. We have jobs.
He's a great comic. He's really funny.
And he's all right, great forget. On FaceTime.
Are we going to say his name?
No.
All right.
I'm not saying his name.
You know, I stopped telling.
Let's call him Rod Stewart.
Don't help his career at all. Stay in the open mic lane and FaceTime fuck me.
He's so smart. He's really smart. He speaks a bunch of languages.
Why don't you date him?
This guy sounds great.
Because he lives in New York.
Yeah, but I mean.
I live here or in LA.
You don't even know where you are.
Yeah, but it sounds like the last time you even had sex with somebody was over FaceTime. It feels like that's probably fine.
Yeah. I mean, you know, I'm doing my best to die alone is essentially what I'm doing.
Yeah. That was
the biggest lull we've had yet. Yeah, as well.
What about Pat? I want to hear about Pat now.
I'll go back to being...
We know nothing about Pat.
Your story was... Yeah, I'm a mystery man. My mom one time told me, she said, let people know less. Women love mystery.
Yeah, yeah.
How beautiful.
That's
is
true.
She?
You're
actually.
Such a mystery to your mom that she didn't even recognize you.
That she didn't even know who I was.
That's actually true.
That is so true. It's sad now.
Wait, Pat, how old are you?
I'm 32.
God, you're a good age. Why are you single? You're hot. You're talented. You're from the Midwest.
And I have so much money to take.
Because he has the weird part of his ear pierced. What's it called?
This is the tragus, and I've had this since I was 18. I'm clinging to my youth right here. Okay, this is my 18-year-old.
Oh my God, I didn't notice that you have that.
Oh, are you over me now? Did my Brad Pitt leave?
No, Kate's like, your stock just went up.
No, I was an emo kid all my life. I was like a little emo kid. I have a tattoo on my butt cheek. You ever see it?
You have what on your butt cheek?
You have a tattoo?
I have a tattoo on my butt cheek.
Of what?
See it. Tattoo butt
Does it say
cheek.
I voted?
Oh. Let's see. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Says,
he's showing
voted,
the audience.
Hero.
It says, dude.
Wait, what does it say?
God, why is it so red?
Butt dude?
Look, my butt cheek is. I was sitting on this red chair.
You guys.
Wait, it says butt dude.
A nautical star.
For the people at home.
A nautical star?
I'm
sorry.
Pat just pulled down his pants for this poor audience.
And I touched his butt.
They didn't ask.
I touched with my pointer finger.
Nicole still has her hand on my pants right now.
This is the dirty finger.
I just cleaned a couple days ago.
He has a red star on his right butt cheek, and underneath it says butt dude with an actual ellipsis.
Yeah.
Do you regret that every
Not
day?
Not at all. Okay. I love that tattoo.
Well, there's a kid
I
here
wanted
now,
to get a full
so.
Butt cheek sleeve tattoo.
It's a really good, it's a really wonderful tattoo.
Oh,
I've thought about getting a tattoo for a very long time, and after seeing that, I won't.
Let's do it today. I was going to go get one tomorrow.
No. Now that I've seen your
tattoos, Kate?
No, I get fake ones all the time, though. There's this company that sends me these fake ones in the mail that last a month. They're amazing.
What are they tattoos of?
Writing.
What do they say?
You can get whatever you want. They have all kinds, but they last like a month. They're really real looking, you know, except for when they start to peel off. And if you use oil, sometimes they come off.
Yeah.
But for the most part, but you actually put them in the microwave. It's a whole process. I would give them a shout out, but I can't remember what they're called.
Put the tattoo in the microwave?
Yeah. The way you make it is like you put it in the microwave and it does something to like, it's not just like a temporary.
This
it's
sounds
like a,
healthy.
It's like henna.
It's like a resin. It's kind of like henna, but... It's healthy, Nicole. Yeah.
This sounds like having sex over FaceTime and calling it sex.
You just take this ink, put it in a microwave, get it up to boiling, and then just pop it on your skin. It's going to go through all seven layers of the skin. Mm-hmm. It's going to enter your bloodstream, and then you're going to just fucking die.
Yeah. More or less, yeah.
But God, that tattoo is going to stay for a good solid month.
Oh, you will look good, though.
Oh, you look so good. Oh, yeah. Through the epidermis, straight to the dermis.
How much stuff do you know? You know so much stuff.
Yeah. I was
you know skin layers? You know soups?
I was pre-med. Yeah.
Oh, you were pre-med?
That's why I know.
No, this was a better choice. This was a better route for you to go.
Yeah. Nicole knows a lot of things. She just shows up places wherever there's free soup. She'll just hang out and fucking read and learn.
My merch should be a bumper sticker that says "I break for soup."
It's great. That's a great idea. I'm looking for some listener questions, but we never did get to hear about the last time Pat had sex.
Yes. Well, now there's a few children in here. I don't know how it's.
Oh
different.
Shoot! I'm sorry. We didn't realize their children came in.
I'll just say it was 2 weeks ago. On the
That's
floor.
It?
On the floor.
And,
of my,
Pat's
on the
gonna
floor
be having a kid
bedroom.
Now. On the floor of your bedroom.
On the floor of my bedroom. Yeah.
On the floor.
Yeah.
Hardwood floors or carpet?
Carpeted floors. Are you kidding me?
How old's your carpeting?
What do you mean? Am I kidding you?
It just got cleaned like 2 years ago.
Wait, so hold on a second. Why did you say, are you kidding me? Like,
I'm not just going to throw a woman onto the hardwood floor. You know, I've got a little
Why
more,
not?
I mean, I have allergies.
I'll make her a nice bowl of soup and I'll lay her down gently on the carpet.
I'd rather have sex on the hardwood floor. Nicole just came.
But I can't do carpeting. I have too many allergies. I'm allergic to dust and happiness. I can't be on carpet.
Oh, God.
Why
is
didn't
your,
you
is
do
your
it?
Bed just covered in like, is it wrapped in plastic?
Oh, yeah.
Does it just make like a squatch?
Yeah, I have a plastic mattress cover.
Yeah, yep. Because
that's
she murders.
No question about it.
She murders the guy after all. Dexter. That's why.
I have a kill
kit. Pulls him up and then toss him into the trash can in Thai Town.
Why was it on the? If you're in the bedroom, why the floor, not the bed?
Well, because I was. I can't really remember what happened. You know, it was just.
He's
such,
like, I got
it's
a bad
just such
a,
it's just such a loving moment, and I had walked out of the shower, and obviously when she saw me, and my you know my breath was percolating, and she was like she couldn't even, she just fell over onto the floor, and then I fell on top of her, and one thing led to the next.
I hate that you have carpet.
What?
That's all I can think about. I'm like, oh, LA carpet, disgusting.
Carpet just in the bedrooms. The living room is hardwood floor. So if that's what you prefer.
Yeah, of course, hardwood floors are cleaner. Nicole's right.
Yeah,
I'm
hardwood floors
sex
are easier,
on carpet.
Easier to clean. Yeah.
All right, guys. I'm so sorry that I'm not up to standards with what you guys want. I got an apartment. It's not like I'm going in there being like HGTV in this place. Listen. I get what I can get for $1,000 rent. That's what I did.
By the way, Pat is like the nicest guy ever. I hook up with like wizard heroin addicts, and Nicole's hooking up with like an open micer in New York who she has to FaceTime sex with because
I like poor guys so much. They're the best.
Well,
I like rich guys that abuse me.
Yeah.
Oh, it's great.
That's what it is. All women want somebody. They're like, I want to be like in love. I want to find this thing. And then when I'm not like, I'm not a super nice guy. Okay, I can get a little. I can be like, hey, you old bitch. I can do that. But like,
that wasn't even convincing.
By the way, that was like you were learning how to swear for the first time. You had soup for the first time. Realized women struggle in this world for the first time,
and
you just swore for the first time.
And you know what? I feel pretty good.
You're doing really great.
I feel pretty darn. Darn tootin' good.
I think it's time we get you your first stripper.
Ooh, baby boys all grown up.
Have you ever been to a strip club?
Oh, okay. Yes, I've been to
plenty. You've never had soup? I don't know.
That is a good point. That is a very good point.
I can't believe you went to a strip club before you ever had chicken noodle soup.
Is the order wrong in that somehow? I don't feel like that's...
Absolutely.
Yeah, I agree. But
absolutely.
Whatever. All right,
listen. They should do a soup strip club.
I think we should do a couple fan questions because I don't
soup
know
and strip.
Soup and strip.
Strip soup.
I would totally, by the way, go to
a soup
strip.
And strip.
All
soup.
You can eat, all you can soup, all you can strip.
I don't think you're allowed to serve food in a place with naked people, are you?
Well, we're going to change the game when we do the soup and strip club.
We should open that. That would actually be so great.
We should do a soup plantation, one week pop-up. Now has strippers.
It's called strip plantation.
Just some hookers and some strippers. Let's get it fucking popping in here.
I don't like the idea of any strip club with the name plantation in it, though. I don't like anything
with the name plantation in it. I can't believe soup plantation was like, let's just keep the brand going.
It really is solid.
We've already been going for 20 years.
Don't you think plantation has some negative connotations? They're like, nah.
Yeah. It's definitely not a good brand image. Now I'm thinking about it. I'm trying to think if I've ever been in a soup plantation where I saw black people. I think they know and they stay away. I don't think I've ever seen any.
They're doing that on purpose, perhaps. Yeah.
All right. We're going to go through a few questions, and you guys are going to give advice. All right? Okay. But you're going to give speed advice. You get to give advice for about 3 minutes on each question. That's
all right. Now, if anyone in the crowd hears a question and they feel like they have solid advice... Please feel free to join us on stage.
Especially the children.
Especially children, because we love your innocence. And you probably have a real honest perspective on things. All right.
Oh, boy. See, now I feel awkward because a lot of these questions are about sex and we just brought up children.
Well, I think the children may have went to bed.
All right.
The kids are going to learn about it eventually.
Let's start with
they're
here.
They're gone? The kids have left.
Get him started when he's young. He might be a prodigy. You never know. Cover his ears.
Yeah, earmuffs.
Dad knows what's up.
Yeah.
He's like, I'll teach him right. He's just not ready
He's
right
just reading
now.
Stories in the back.
Sorry.
Let's read him a story.
He's like, all right, green eggs and ham. I will not eat them, Sam. I will not eat them. What?
And we're
That's
just, like, screaming
so
sex.
Weird. We just had a telepathic moment because I was literally thinking green eggs and ham and you said it out loud.
Yeah, anytime a kid's... Oh, it's the best. Best children's book
it's
ever,
It's my
right?
favorite book. I just did a podcast where you had to talk about a book that impacted your life.
And that's green eggs and ham?
One fish, two fish, red fish,
Things
blue fish.
Things really changed once I read Green Eggs and Ham.
It's true. Dr. Seuss was the best there is.
Oh, he was
Honestly,
amazing.
Yeah, I have his quotes all over my walls. That's not true.
Tattoo idea.
How about this? Ready, guys? What do you think about talking during sex? Well, I know Nicole does it.
Oh, absolutely. I never shut up. Yeah. I'm like, how am I going to get all of my opinions out if I'm not talking 24/7?
That's the time to do it, too.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm actually curious about this, though, because like I hate when guys are completely quiet during sex. It drives me crazy.
I make jokes.
You like tap their wiener and you're like, is this thing on?
Do you really make jokes?
Well, it depends. Like, if there's something, if I notice something funny in the room, maybe like I'll make a quick comment. Then we laugh a little bit, and then I last a little longer.
You do it to last longer? That's interesting.
So you laughter's your baseball?
Yeah, yeah, like laughter's my baseball. I'll be like, this pillow looks like a marshmallow. I don't know. I can't think of anything. That was not what I would say.
That sounds incredibly hot. I would definitely orgasm immediately if you said this pillow looks like a marshmallow.
That'd be my first time making a woman orgasm. That'd be awesome.
Oh, Pat.
It's a week of firsts. It's all a week of firsts.
So we all agree.
But all these firsts?
Talk during sex.
I got to come on this podcast.
Oh, the next question is, how do I last longer? How do I last longer in bed? Pat just answered that one. You make shitty jokes.
I'm actually being serious. Make jokes.
Just drop some dad jokes.
Dad jokes.
Stamina goes up at least 75%.
Oh, God. How about this? This is a good one, actually. I've got a thing for my best friend. She is a girl. We hang out all the time, sometimes even cuddle. How do I know if she's interested in more? Oh, good question.
She's not.
You say she's not?
She's not. I mean, if
why
she was, you know.
Why is she cuddling? Why is she leading it on?
I agree with
that. This is my question, actually.
She's just like a placeholder.
Because you make her cuddle, and eventually we're like, fine, you can cuddle me, I guess, since you're still around. I have a guy friend who I couldn't date, and I love him to death, and every once in a while he'll be like, can we just cuddle? And I'm like, fine. Because I know like he really wants to, and if I have to say yes every now and then, but I won't date him.
This feels
that's
like
so
a
nice
healthy
of you.
Friendship.
So nice of you to do. Uh-huh. I think I'd probably rather if you not cuddle me then.
Well,
to answer this question, guys, does anyone in the audience have an answer to this question?
Anyone?
No.
Does anyone have a girlfriend?
I feel like, sir, in the red jacket, you feel like you've got a little smirk. I feel like you're thinking
something. The question is, if you have this guy, he said, I have a friend who's a girl and I have feelings for her and we hang out all the time and sometimes even cuddle. How do I know if she's into it? How do I know if she's into me? When she unzips your pants, he says.
I mean, yeah. Yeah, that's the ultimate consent. When she rapes you first.
Well, I think a formal written letter would be the ultimate consent.
She gets out a quill and a papyrus scroll, and she's like, I do hereby consent. XOXO Gossip Girl.
Maybe a better question for this guy is how does he progress it into something?
Like, he can't.
Is there a way? There's no way? It's a roadblock?
I say the only way you might get lucky is like that When Harry Meets Sally moment where the girl's crying about something and you manage to sneak in. That's the truth, because the only time I've ever almost hooked up with a guy who's just a friend is when I'm like a little buzzed and sad about another guy.
Yeah.
That's the truth.
Yeah,
Nicole?
And we eat that up.
Yeah, you guys love tears.
We're like, it happened last night, guys. It happened.
Isn't that
she
a pity
crying.
Fuck? Isn't that like a pity fuck?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And we're good with that. We're
guys
fine
don't
that.
Mind pity fucks. They're happy with any fucks, I find.
All right, let's do another question. All right,
wait.
That guy's a loser.
I think there's another podcast waiting. There's another podcast waiting, so I don't want to stay too long. There is one thing that we do on every episode. Nicole's done it before, but Pat is new here. Pat, do you have any horrific date, like the worst date you've ever had? Is there a terrible date story that you can think of? And also,
just
if there's
horrible.
Anyone in the audience that had a horrific date, a terrible date, is there anyone?
Yeah, everybody's happily coupled up here.
Red's
we're in Cleveland.
One. Red, you shook your head yes, right?
Yeah, and ended poorly. Yeah. Come up, tell the story.
Yeah, come tell your story. You got to come up.
Yeah, yeah, come on here. Come sit.
Come up here.
What's your name?
Bobby.
Bobby. Our names don't matter, Bobby. Yeah.
Just sit. Let's get personal. Here's the microphone, Bob.
This is Bobby. Bobby, what do you do, first of all? Yeah, clap for Bobby, guys.
Bobby.
Clap it up for Bobby.
You're not going to believe it, but I'm a comedy writer.
That's great.
A film comedy writer.
Why would we not believe it?
We do believe it.
But I'm not a comedy talker, so.
That's fine. We're not. Neither are we. Yeah. All right. Tell us your horrible date story.
Well, I mean, it ended poorly, but she wouldn't go out with me again because I didn't have ironed pants. Like
iron?
She had a problem with my pants. They were like a little dirty and unironed, and she thought I was sloppy because of it.
Well, there's a difference between dirty and wrinkly. How dirty?
I guess as dirty as they are right now, I imagine she had OCD.
He's wearing khakis, guys, so I don't see any dirt.
For the record, I actually have OCD, and I would hit a dude in these pants for sure. So.
Okay.
Is that your girl? Is that your girl? She's not hitting on him. Just so you know, I don't know if they're together. Is that your girl over there?
That is my girlfriend.
Yeah, Nicole, watch it. All right, hands off. Sorry. Just so you know,
I didn't mean I would actually have sex with this man right here. I just said I would have sex with a man who is wearing pants of this stature.
No, you wouldn't. You would just FaceTime. You would sext him.
But if you guys need a spotter, I'm here for you.
Yeah, that's very kind. So that's a pretty good fail. I mean, that's ridiculous. So that girl's obviously crazy.
Which girl? The girl that I went on a date with, right? Is that what you're talking about? We're still talking about that. Are we talking about my girlfriend right now?
No, why? How
who
would
also
I know?
Has OCD, by
why
the way.
Why would I know your girlfriend is crazy? She's just sitting there. Look at her. She doesn't look crazy at all.
She looks great.
She looks really put together.
I mean, the ultimate dad joke would be, well, yeah, she's crazy because she's going out with me, but I'm not going to make that dad joke, so. Because
comedy
I'm a comedy writer.
Let the
absolutely
record show that he did not make the joke.
Not a comedy talker.
Redacted.
That was good. All right, that's pretty good. That's pretty good.
Can I get off the stage now, or are you guys going to just hold me here?
You look comfy, though, to be honest. You look good.
He looks like he lives on stage.
Is that a
good thing? Do you want to give anything a shout out that you have going on?
Well, right now I'm just kind of doing nothing, I guess. So I don't have anything to shout out rather than...
Good catch, sweetheart.
You should just make something up. Just always say something.
Kidding.
It's okay.
How long have you and your girlfriend been together?
I'd say it's 6.5 years.
We should have brought him up way sooner. Holy
right,
shit.
Well,
long.
Now is the time to drop the rock on a podcast. It's called Date Fails. Let's
here we go.
All right.
Yeah, why aren't you engaged?
Well, actually, it's weird. Her family's Russian, and they expect me to make $100,000 a year. So I'm kind of building up to that. So I imagine we're probably going to get married.
Writing
never.
Comedy?
Yeah, no, writing
comedy in
that's
Cleveland?
That's going to happen pretty
super
fast.
Lucrative.
Yeah, so
you're on your way, dude.
Yeah, hopefully.
I mean, you got nothing to shout out either. I think it's going
to
happen
shout
in
out?
This year. This year is the year.
What is the name of this podcast?
You can get her a ring somewhere much cheap. You can fake it. Her family won't know that you're not rich. You can fake it. You can get a good.
They're Russian, Kate. They'll murder him.
You're right.
If he gives her a bad ring, he's gonna be in the Danube River.
Yeah, all right.
I feel like that's a river.
Is that
river.
A river in Russia?
Is it close to Russia?
I don't think
Black
that's
River. I don't know. I don't remember my rivers.
Black River? You're just making up
I
river names.
I was a nerd.
Yeah. Really? All right. Listen.
Soups,
that's enough.
Bodies, rivers.
We're not gonna tell him the name of the podcast because I don't want her Russian family to find out you were on here and we gave you the idea. We planted the seed for you to do a fake ring.
Gonna be getting soup from Boris next.
Actually, I mean, whenever I do see a Russian person on the street, I try
soup
and
Nazi.
Be nice to them because it feels like they're all interconnected and I might end up with cinder blocks on my feet. Mm-hmm. So
I think they are. Yeah.
So I'm really nice to Russian people now, which is something that I never thought I would ever be.
What were you before? Just a dick to
I
Russian people?
I was a total
people?
Piece of shit to Russian people.
That's
you know,
great.
It was just like, you know, you guys hated us, so I obviously have a reason to hate you.
I would definitely not let your folks listen to this podcast. Just don't. All right.
She's
nice.
Not smiling at all, by the way. She's deadpan stare right
I'm
now.
Really glad
she has not smiled.
I'm really glad that our sponsor isn't a Russian skincare product because...
This is great for my relationship, guys. Thank you.
You're welcome. Yeah. All right. Well, listen, thank you for coming on stage.
No for the record, I am Russian as well.
No, you're not.
I'm Ukrainian. Where are you from?
Nicole?
Ukraine? Kiev?
Ukraine.
Odessa? Where? Close
what,
to Kiev. Yeah,
what difference
Kiev.
Does it make?
Yeah,
well, one's a different part
out?
Of the country.
No,
Odessa's an ocean town. It's a sea town.
All right,
we can split
we need
a fare.
They're totally different.
People are waiting for the stage. We need to shut right. this down.
Yeah.
All right, there's look.
Yeah.
The people in the costumes have been here for an hour.
They've been here forever. They're wearing their green hats. They have
they
accounting
wore costumes.
To do.
Nicole, you aren't even sitting up.
I'm wearing a padded bra.
All right, listen, can we just, everybody that's up here, please give your social media a shout out and tell these people where they can find you.
Mine is, I'm Pat Quinn. I'm Pat Quinn or iampatquinn.com.
And you are single at the moment,
You know, I am single right now.
Hot and single, ladies. For the ladies listening, for real, I'm not just saying it.
Drop me a titty DM. I got a folder for it.
All right.
He's got sturdy thighs.
I do have sturdy thighs, yeah. I worked out my legs today.
And a terrible ass tattoo.
Okay, well, it's permanent, so I can't get rid of it. But
and then my name's Nicole Amy, NicoleAimee. Follow me on all social media. And if you guys at all liked any of my humor, I am at Hilarities tonight and tomorrow night with Dave Attell. So,
woo!
Come see me.
Go see her, but not until you come see my show at the.
Kate's show.
I'm kidding.
But I'm here tomorrow night, so see Kate tonight. Me.
Are you here Sunday night too?
Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome. All right. Yeah. Go see Nicole. This podcast won't air till tomorrow anyway. So if you're in Cleveland, go see Nicole and Dave Attell.
And if you're in Detroit, for some reason, if you're a Detroit. A fan of Kate's and you live in Detroit. I'm at Mark Ridley's next weekend, Friday and Saturday night, two shows each night. And that's,
That's great. Guys, this has been Date Fails. I love you. Thank you so much for tuning in as always. And please support the podcast on Patreon, patreon.com/KateQFunny. All right. Thank you guys for being here. We love you. Have a great
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.